This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
To continue this series that we have been doing on the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, and now we go to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7, where Paul, talking about love here, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So let's go by these. Love bears all things because when you do love someone, there is no burden that you are not willing to take on for their sake. If it is something that you are capable of bearing, you will be willing to share that burden, share that load with them. And this is demonstrated in the ultimate act of love, where Christ died for our sins, because Jesus bore the burden of our sins, which was not his to bear, it was not his responsibility. He had no reason to bear the burden of sin because he had not sinned himself. And yet he was willing to take on that burden for us. He was willing to take on that weight that we were unable to carry. And because of that, love bears all things. Love believes all things because it has faith in the object of love. It has faith in the potential to do good and become good. The Greek word, and I'm probably going to butcher this, but pistuler, it means to entrust. So the origin of the Greek word that's used there that's translated believe means belief, obviously, but it also means to entrust. And so there is a level of willingness for the person who is doing the love to believe in the other person and to entrust them. And so in a sense, it's like you're willing to risk getting hurt, because that's part of love too, is that you know that if you love someone, if they disappoint you, they do something incorrect, they can hurt you in that. But because you love them, because you want what's best for them, you're entrusting them to have the ability to either please you or to hurt you. And that's really what God did for us in the first place when he gave us free will. He gave us the ability to make him proud or to sadden him, whether we accept his will and do the best that we can to obey it or reject him. That is a choice that is left with us, and he loved us enough to give us that choice because he did care about us, because he wanted to impart to us the gift of free will. Love hopes all things because it is always looking for the best in others. And that's the thing about hope. It's always looking forward, looking for the good that can come out of a situation. And that's really one of the hallmarks of love that Paul is pointing out here, is that it believes in the best possible version of the object of love. That when you see somebody, even if they're not doing exactly what they should, even if they're not living the way that they're supposed to, what you're seeing there is that love looks past what they are to what they could be. It looks at the best possible version of them. Now, real love is also realistic about that and understands that realistically who they are now matters, but it also looks to the best version of ourselves. And love also endures all things because love, when it's real, never gives up. And this makes sense because if we know that God is love, which is stated by John in 1 John 4:8, and God is eternal, well, then logically it stands to reason that love, when it's real, is also eternal. That there is also a everlasting quality that goes to it. Because when love really is there and it really does exist, and it's this selfless kind of agape love that Paul is describing here, it's the kind of love that God has that lasts forever, that is unconditional. You see, God's love sees the best version of us. He sees the version of us that he created us to be, and thus he risks being hurt trying to get us to that point. And to do so, he never gives up on us. Stay the course, friends.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt, every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.